Hey guys, it's your boy Pat. Welcome back to the next episode of Hollow Down Cigar Lounge. Got my boy Cates.
What's up?
Back with us this time. As you can tell, we don't have our lovely boy Johnny Bravo. Scheduling conflicts and all that real life shit.
Life sucks sometimes.
Life does suck.
But cigars make it better.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
So, Johnny, when you watch this, I'm making him do your job, so...
You can have it when you come back, sir. You can have it when you come back.
So, if you hung around and watched last episode, you know, it was a little bit different. It was just this ugly mug right here. Sure you want to see this closer. That's cool. EDC series, what we called it. It's the Everyday Cigar. Not your Second Amendment version. So... We're going to randomly do that. Had a few topics that have been brought up to me or one of us specifically. So periodically, when it's just me, we'll all get together with my thoughts and whatever questions y'all have. And we'll talk about stuff. So last time we talked about cigar apps. One I have been using religiously, that Box Pressed app. So if you didn't watch that episode, go back and watch it. It's pretty cool. Helps keep track of stuff, so it's pretty cool.
Does it help you keep track of, like, oh, I've smoked this one, I like it, versus, oh, I smoked that one, I don't like it?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to show him this, so it it's literally a virtual humidor.
Oh, that's cool.
So there was one called Cigar Scanner that I'd heard from another show that was pretty dope. I used it for a while until one of the cigar groups we were talking about, somebody's like, hey, how do y'all keep track of your apps? And you know, a lot of people just use a spreadsheet, which you can. That's cool. That's simple. And everybody's just cigar scanner, cigar scanner. I put a screenshot of mine, and this guy's like, yeah, but have you heard of Box Pressed? I was like, what the hell's Box Pressed? It's Box Pressed without the E. It's Box Pressed D. And, dude, I'd spent hours pulling all of my cigars from Cigar Scanner into Box Pressed, and I ain't going back.
Heck yeah.
It's dope. You can put how many humidors you want. You can put every cigar you got in there, the date that you got it, the price. You can put as much as little information you want, barcode, pictures of it. I pretty much stick to the date and how much I paid for it. You can just decrease, increase quantity. You can do smoke sessions, and every time you do a smoke session, you can rate it. You can send pictures. And one difference about it is where... You know, cigars are rated out of 100.
Yeah.
Cigar Scanner, it was 5 stars, but it left it 5 stars. You rate all of the specifics on a 5-star scale, mm-hmm. but it transfers it into the 100 rating for you like it does.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can actually rate it against other people, see what everybody's doing, what they're liking, so.
Nice.
Pretty cool. So if you haven't seen that, go back to that last episode, watch it. It's pretty dope. So, but yeah, we're gonna do that EDC series mostly, to be blunt and honest, whenever I have a period that my schedule is conflicting with everybody else's and I can't get with the guys. But I have a free weekend.
Like how busy your week is this week?
Bruh, this is the one day I got this entire week. Both of them was like, hey, I can get together any day this week. Not me. So I got. And it's not even all just work this time.
Nope.
Yeah, you give me hell for work, but...
I can't say anything. I'm work-free for the, like, next 10 days. So.
Yeah, shut up. Shut it. I want to hear. Anyway, on a much better note, we're going to talk about cigars now, because screw that. So, we are going to be smoking one of Rocky Patel's Vintage Series. There's several of them that are fantastic. There's 5 that are top-notch, and my goal is to try to smoke all 5 of them on this show in the near future, if it goes as planned. So today, we are smoking whichever one of these cameras. We never know what's going to focus. Definitely not that one.
Hey, that one did pretty good, actually.
That one did pretty good.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll roll that band a little bit. Yeah, so that is Rocky Patel's Vintage 2006 series.
Okay.
The only thing I'm going to tell you, because it's on the wrapper, is it is a San Andreas wrapper. I'm going to defer over to Johnny, who's not here doing his job. So Kate is going to do it.
I'll do it. Just this one time.
Sorry, buddy. I got a rag on you. So,
the latest in the vintage brand, the 2006 San Andreas, is crafted in Rocky's Nicaraguan Cigar Factory. Proudly donning an 11-year-aged Mexican wrapper with Nicaraguan long fillers and a Connecticut broadleaf binder. This charmer delivers a rich and leathery finish. Spicy, chocolatey, and expertly balanced, this is one fiesta you surely don't want to miss out on. Try Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas today.
I like it. So,
sound like a used car salesman, but
pretty dope. So, this has got a smaller cap on it, and we are smoking. Technically, it's a Robusto, but it's a little bit longer than normal. It's almost a Toro, the size that we have right here. It's kind of that in-between size. So we're gonna use a guillotine, which I don't do very often. It's just got a shorter cap,
okay.
So I'm afraid that V-cut might rip the cap off, and so
yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah, it's because it's real shallow. So guillotine cutter is old school. Mine's got a backstop on it, so we're not gonna have to worry about anything. So, and she's done.
Wait, so you're saying it's made for a beginner like me, where I can't cut the completely off?
Absolutely.
Ugh.
You literally can't go too far.
I could really make a bad joke, but I'm not going to.
Love it. So I didn't get a chance to reference this on my EDC, but I spent the first few episodes talking specifically on how badass my lighter had been that I've had for 6 years. Literally, I wish I was joking, and the next day the flint went out.
You spoke it into existence, sir. You spoke it into existence.
An Avenue lighter, Lotus Braun. Have questions about it? Ask me. I can't post a link. Love this lighter. Maybe even more than that Intimidator I'd had for 6 years. So, very intense flame that I have turned down because, as we keep referencing these Louisiana weathers, it was hot, it's cold, and now it's 90-something degrees again.
Close enough. It's actually not too bad with the breeze, as you can tell through the background.
It's actually not 90 degrees. I've just been working on the heat today, and I'm just kind of complaining about it. So, as we light these guys up, get our usual torch on them. I'm already digging the first draw.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, full disclosure, if I haven't said this before, I am not the best at tasting everything that they usually say is in the profile of a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can taste pepper. If you don't know what it is, it's usually that harsh bite. That's usually the first thing most people pick up on. I can definitely taste that.
Yeah.
I actually can taste the leather very well, and the chocolate is peeking through for me. We'll see if it comes more later, but
I get the spicy, like you said. I get the leather. The chocolate is kind of rare, very at the end, on the very tip of the tongue.
Yeah,
kind of deal.
So, San Andreas is not a rapper, and we haven't had a chance to do our conversation about rappers yet.
Yeah.
That
may be a really long episode.
I want to try to get all three of us back here because I feel like we'll kick stuff back.
Yeah.
San Andreas is a Mexican rapper. It's a Mexican tobacco leaf. That has not, in the grand scheme of cigars, has not really been popular for that long.
Sure.
You know, everybody hears about the Honduras, the Cuban, the Nicaraguan, the Dominican, you know, Brazil, those common places where you expect. Well, Mexico might not be as south, but it's still getting close to the equator. So yeah. Your natural humidity levels for proper tobacco growth is good. I mean, we've got some badass tobacco farms in the States and Florida because it's down.
Yeah.
So you think about it, some of Florida is equal with Mexico. It's just something we don't think about because we tend to correlate with Mexico being up here in the United States. Well, it is, but farther down than you think.
Everybody forgets Florida goes way down.
Right. Florida goes way down. Mexico goes way down. So,
yeah.
So I actually did not, I don't, think I smoked a San Andreas wrapper until 7-8 months ago.
Okay.
That I'm aware of. There could have been one that I wasn't paying attention to because I didn't know it was a thing I was looking for. The Rocky Patel doesn't really make a bad smoke anyway.
No.
I mean, if you're anywhere in cigars, even if you're a newbie, you know Rocky Patel. It's just good stuff. So, man, I'm here for it. So, we're going to...
Can't complain just yet.
We're going to keep conversing a little bit. And I'm going to come back and see if those chocolate notes come back later or not, or if they're just going to be a subtle hint. So,
yeah.
Already worth a try. Finished 2006. And I'm not doing anything crazy today. I'm literally just drinking some house bourbon, but it's hot enough to melt, so it's in here. It just doesn't look as cool. No ice. Well, there's ice in here. You can't see it. Not that it matters.
I'm being real cool here. Ice tall glass of water.
Oh, yeah. I almost chugged water, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to pair it. I'll catch up on the water later. Maybe.
Yeah, you always got tomorrow.
So, give you a little tip, something that's about to happen, got a giveaway coming up. It's the first giveaway I've done on the channel.
Free stuff, everybody likes free stuff.
Free stuff. Talked about it, talked about merch, we talked about, you know, handouts, we talked about gifts, prizes, whatever. We're going to do one, but you're going to have to wait till the end of the show to hear out how to do it. So I'm not letting you run away this early in the show and get something. So you gotta watch the show. That's the point.
Gotta love the cliffhangers.
Gotta love the cliffhangers. Nothing I do is for profit, including the merch that I'm gonna talk about later. I ain't doing none of this for profit. I do it because it's fun, and I just enjoy the hell out of it.
Heck yeah.
So, anyway, so come back for that. But I want to talk a little bit about summer. It is the start of May, literally.
Yeah. May 1st.
We are recording this on May 1st, which, if I don't get it edited today, you'll see it very soon. So
we put him on a timeline now, guys.
Put him on a timeline. You got 6 hours and 37 minutes. No. It is May 1st. It is Justin Timberlake month.
It is.
If you don't get that reference, I apologize in advance. Anyway. That was kind of corny. I don't care. I almost put it on my Facebook yesterday. Because my memories told me that I've been doing it every year.
You didn't do it?
I didn't do it.
Slacker.
And then I regretted it this morning.
Slacker.
So you got to do it before. Anyway, sidebar real hard there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Summertime. Obviously, we enjoy cigars. I think that's a given. If you're watching this, either you enjoy cigars or you enjoy friendly conversation, one or the other.
Or both.
These are givens. So for a little bit of the show, I want to back off the cigar. We're here enjoying it. Hopefully you're enjoying one with us. Or hopefully you will be soon. So we're going to take that as a given. I want to talk about some things that we do in the summer other than your cigar time. Before I get into my own personal crap,
it's not crap, it's enjoyable.
Oh, it's enjoyable, all right.
You can't have enjoyable things be called crap, sir.
Can't if you're a troll.
Touche.
I'm a mighty ugly troll, my friend.
I wasn't going to say it, I was going to leave it up to you.
Gotta own it, man.
Okay.
Anyway, so what is stuff that you like to do?
Well, I like to go out and do a little fishing. Get out, sit out on the lake, maybe catch a fish here or there, or maybe just wash some lures, one of the two. Depends on how the fish will react.
I'll give you props on that because I'm the oddball in my family. It's not really... I love the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
I love the water. Mm-hmm. I will go on the boat with you. Hang a fish. I'll go in and eat you with you. I'm going to hunt. It's not because I don't like it and I don't agree with it. It's none of that crap. I just get bored with that part.
And see, that's the big thing I think that's missed nowadays between hunting and fishing. Everybody's like, oh, I gotta go and catch the biggest fish or this biggest fish or this number of fish. Mm-hmm. Or I've gotta go and shoot this big deer or this pretty duck or this number of ducks. And it's like, heck, I just like getting out and sitting out in the woods and listening to nature.
Right.
Deer walks out, and I need one for the freezer, bonus.
Let's see, I was,
fish decides to bite the hook.
I never realized that until the few years that I worked for the American Bass Anglers running fishing tournaments. I knew for a fact, and my director always laughed at me. Thank God he was a friend. He laughed at me because I'm up there running a fishing tournament with him, managing fish profiles, weighing fish, touching fish, thousands of fish a weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I don't fish. But we could talk about them with you.
Yeah.
Anglers would come up and tell us how they did them. I was a media guy. I would interview them. I could have a conversation with you. Doesn't mean I did it myself. But you could see the enjoyment. So, of course, they're there trying to win, trying to have a fun time at an event. But even if they didn't, most of the time, they still enjoyed their time because they're out on the water.
Yeah.
Whether they're by themselves or with a co-angler, whether it's somebody they knew or somebody they just got paired with, new friend for the day, you enjoyed your time on the water, so I respect that.
Exactly.
I know that it's not a thing for me, but I get it because I like being out on the water. It's like, me and you got on the lake, fish all you want, I'm just going to kick back and relax. I love the water.
Look, just don't hang your dirty feet in the water and scare the fish off.
No, I'll keep them dry for you.
Okay, good.
I'll scare you off.
Okay. Besides fishing, I like to do a little golfing. Weather permits. Just a little change of scenery. Still outside.
Three of us, whenever life allows us, should go golfing. I haven't been golfing since high school, so I don't know if I even... It's going to be atrocious.
But maybe. Once again,
but we'll you're be out outside. There hanging out.
You're hanging out with friends.
Guess what you can do while you golf.
Hey.
So, it'll be a good day either way.
It will, and I would mean not to kind of brag or toot my own horn. Did play golf in college, but...
Honk, honk.
That's good. But I do like going out and playing with people who aren't just going out to play competitively. People who just want to go out and have
leisure
a good time.
Fun.
Leisure fun. That's like people who want to do... Like, I'll fish a bass tournament. Let's go. I'll fish all day. That don't bother me, but I get more enjoyment out of just going out and fishing. Going out and being on the water, not being cooped up in the house.
Right.
My wife can tell when I get antsy and pacing around the house. She goes, all right, go fishing, go golfing, get out.
Get out of the house. Seen enough of you, sir. And I respect the water thing. I am a scuba diver. Love the scuba dive.
I'm sorry, all I can think of is Scuba Steve.
No Scuba Steve. However, love scuba diving. Sometimes, you know, if we're on a cruise or if I am on vacation, it's great to get under the water and explore sea wrecks, sea corals, sea fish. But that's not always the case. So, you know, really crappy analogy, but you're talking about, you know, professional golfing, professional fishing, to leisure golfing, leisure fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. I can, you know, it's not like there's a race or a sport in scuba diving, but you can go into there professionally to make money, to do work, to specifically sightsee.
Yeah.
We don't have that privilege locally. We've got to go away somewhere to do that.
You don't want to go scuba diving in the Red River where you can only see about this far?
No.
Okay.
If I'm in the Red River, it's because I'm trying to save somebody's life and get them out of there, not for enjoyment.
Okay. Just a big 10-foot alligator right there you can't see.
Right. Great for night training in the daytime. Can't see nothing. But sometimes, like if I don't have it, and we've got a few lakes around here that are decent, I'm going to go get in the water just to get in the water. Not going to see any wrecks. I'm not going to see any corals. I'm not going to see any pretty fish. I'll see some stumps and some bass. But
you tell me what stump and what bass, and I'll go catch it.
Right? But get into the water, relax, float around. It's a good nature zone for me. It's a good comfort zone. You know, you like to be out in nature, out in the open, in the woods, listening. I love to be underwater and hearing things. It's a completely different style, but that's my home.
It's just, it's somewhere where you can kind of escape the world, being with your own, and sometimes scary, but be with your own thoughts.
World is away.
Yes.
You can't even talk. You got hand signals.
Yeah.
I can't even yell at you if you screw up.
That's fine.
So, I mean, there's no anger, there's no rage. Safely.
Yeah.
It's just relaxing. It's home for me, man.
I mean, that's fishing without not being in a tournament. Not fishing in a tournament. I remember growing up as a kid and grandfather going, can't talk. Got to be quiet when you fish.
Right.
Now as an adult, I realize he was not worried about the fish and me talking. He was worried about him and me talking. He just wanted his peace and quiet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll turn on a little bit of music and listen to some music real low, but peace and quiet.
Yep. So, we're going to take a break for a moment. And got some cool things to tell you when we come back. A little update, a little new something-something. And we'll tell you about that giveaway. Something-something. Okay. A little something-something. So, y'all hang tight. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gents. So, told you we had a little something-something, right? Well, I'm not going to tell you about it just yet. Keep listening.
You're going to start making them mad at some point.
I promise, man. It's coming before the episode's over. I promise. So, you've only got like 25 minutes to wait, tops. But anyway, it's coming. But since we're talking about giveaways, we did make the Facebook group page. If you haven't caught on to that yet, we made it a couple months ago. Slowly but surely growing. More details about that later, but on the group, I put out an April drive for cigars for Warriors. The logo has been down here at the bottom of this entire episode. This is why. So, mentioned a couple episodes back, we are officially partnered, not sponsored, partnered with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're completely volunteers. There's no money kickback, making that clear. Their whole mission is sending cigars to veterans, or sorry, not veterans, but service members who are currently deployed. So, they get those cigars from people donating money or donating cigars at a donation center. We don't have a physical donation center anywhere in our area, so periodically I'm going to do drives, whether I get 5 cigars or 500, which would be awesome, mail them to them, and they handle everything.
That's nice.
So, they, if you haven't heard of them, cigarsforwarriors.org, or you can find them on Facebook. I'll link them down at the show info for this. Great, great group of people. Well, in April, first time our group has ever done it, we've got 15 cigars that I'm about to send their way. So it's a small endeavor, but that's 15 moments of relaxation for somebody in a stressful situation.
Exactly.
Whether that's the same guy 15 times or a group of 15 people at one time, I don't care. So, to me, first time doing it as a group, 15 is phenomenal. So,
can only go up from there.
Can only go up from there. I said an April giveaway. Or April donation drive. I'm not going to do it every month. We're going to do it periodically throughout the year, just randomly. So,
but is there a way for them to do it? Like, if we're not doing a drive, they can still go on the website and like donate or...
Good catch. You can go to cigarsforwarriors.org. You can donate monetarily if you're not a cigar smoker or you don't have the ability to round. You can email or message us. You can send us money specifically for Cigars for Warriors. It will go directly to them on your behalf. If you're not in an area where you can give us or send us money to buy cigars for you, on their website, they have listed donation centers. Just depends on where you live at, if you have a donation center with you. And all that is a cigar shop or a cigar lounge that is also partnered with them. They just have a physical drop-off point. Like both the Cigars International in Dallas area have one. You go in by the shopping center and there's a donation box right there.
Mm-hmm.
So just go to their website, look it up. You can do money in lieu of cigars. You can go to donation center, give cigars. If you're in an area that you can't do either, send us an email, send us a message. We'll take care of it for you. So there is no profit on their side, our side, anybody's side. It is straight to the service members through them for that service. So I'm going to talk about them periodically because they're just fantastic.
Heck yeah.
And it's cigars.
Why not?
So got 15 cigars coming from our April drive. So we will... I'll be packaging those up. May do it tonight, actually. I wanted to wait till last night just in case anything came through last minute. So probably package that up, send them your way. So the next good thing, weak segue. There's no segue from a donation to a store. There's not. There's just not. Johnny Bravo and I talked about, I can't remember if it was the first one you were with us or before. I honestly don't remember. We had kind of referenced merch. Full disclosure, I have no intent to make money off of merch. Any profit that comes literally is going back into just the expense of the show. Mm-hmm. I don't care about profit. Got my job. I've got some other side endeavors that I'm well taken care of on money. I don't care.
Yeah.
And if we are ever lucky enough for a sponsor later, we'll fully disclose that at that time. But right now, we're not. So, but we've had a few of our friends that have mentioned merch. So I said, why the hell not? So, I'm going to shoot you this link. It'll be down in the show notes as well for our merch store on Spring. The same people that you see on Teespring all the time when they're doing the t-shirt drives. Mm-hmm. Spring is just the full-blown store for it. So, as of right now, there's a hat, a beanie, a couple different shirts, different versions of the logo. There is a gaming map. There's slides.
Okay.
So, there's a hoodie.
I'll have to go check out this merch store
there's,
now.
I'm pretty sure there's a coffee mug rolling on there right now.
Ooh, I like coffee.
So, and there's other things I can play with later. Now, this is the intro stuff. So, the slogans that me and Johnny were joking around with, I am going to set those up as well, but they're not there yet. These are just the intro stuff with just the logo in a couple different forms and fashions. So, I'm going to get a couple that we may do some giveaways later. But right now, the store's there. So, if you're interested, I have no reason for it. People mentioned it. If you buy it, cool. If you don't, cool. Like I said, there is some markup on there. It is literally just enough to cover the expenses of the store and the processing. I don't really care. So most of that's just for the creation and the artwork of the designers that are putting it out there. So feel free to check it out. If you have any suggestions, anything you want to see on there, email. Let us know. Just for fun. But we do have a merch store. So, it's going to be pretty cool. Even if it's just being nerdy for myself. So, like, you know the shirt that Johnny said we should make a shirt that said, we'll still be here?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Yes.
I just haven't set it up yet. So, like, the first shirt has, you know, like, got the beanie with the Angry Cow. The hat has Angry Cow with hollowed down cigar lounge to the side. Got a shirt that has it wide, one that has it tall. So I'm going to play around with the shirts and kind of put the logo and, you know, come up with some slogans and stuff. So we'll come up with that later. Right now, just intro stuff. Feel free to check it out. I think it's cool, but I'm a little biased.
No, not you.
Shut it.
You may regret doing just one.
You're off the show.
Rude.
Hey, man, why you got a friend? Get over here. Pulling the Johnny Bravo, trying to get out of the shop.
Taking Johnny Bravo's job. Taking Johnny Bravo's move. We just need Johnny Bravo back.
I know. He'll be back soon enough.
Okay.
We're just scheduling issues, that's all. Which, you know, life and...
Life happens.
Different jobs. Crap, so... Anyway, so let's talk about the giveaway.
Wait, we're going to talk about it now?
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
No cliffhangers?
I can't do it a third time.
Okay.
I can't be rude. So, giveaway. This is the first giveaway they've ever done on the channel. But I need your help before we can facilitate the actual giveaway.
Cliffhanger.
No, it's not a cliffhanger. Suspense, maybe.
Isn't that the same thing?
Shut it. So, what, minor fix. So, depending on where you're watching this at, you may are already involved in this. Obviously, we have the YouTube channel. YouTube.com/TheHollowDown. We have Facebook channel. Facebook group. Facebook.com/group/TheHollowDown. When the YouTube page hits our first 300 viewers, 300 subscribers, which we are very close to, and the Facebook page, because this is very new, hits the 200 mark. We are also very close. So if you're watching this and you are not on the group or not actually subscribed, hit the button, join, subscribe, get your numbers in there. Once we hit both of those, which I said is very soon, it's coming, we're going to give away a 5-pack of Camacho cigars. And I'm going to pause for a second and restate that because we got some ambulances coming by, so hang on for a moment. All right, sorry about that. I've tried to edit them out in the past. It's just, they're streets over. Doesn't matter. This microphone does a fantastic job picking that up when we're outside. So I'll retract because I'm not sure where I'm going to have to cut that out at. So once we hit the 300 mark on YouTube and the 200 mark on the Facebook group, we're going to give away a Camacho 5-pack. This is the Core 5 color assortment. Get away from the reflections of the sun here. So I'm giving away this exact pack. There we go. This is Camacho's Core 5 color pack. It has one each of the Triple Maduro Robusto, the Ecuador Robusto, Corojo Robusto, Connecticut Robusto, and the Criollo Robusto, which is Johnny Bravo's word he couldn't pronounce last time we smoked one.
I got lucky. I didn't have to pronounce anything like that.
So I have had all five of these various times. I'm a Maduro guy, so the Corojo and the Triple Maduro are my personal favorites, but if you're a Camacho fan, you'll enjoy this. If you're not, it's great because it'll give you an entry into both. I will ship them to you with a humidification pack in the bag so it won't get dried out in shipping. This is our first giveaway, so this guy right here. So those are the requirements. Page hits 300. The group hits 200. You are a member subscriber of both. So the only thing that you have to do to enter
is click a button.
Just click a button. Send me an email with what your favorite cigar is.
Ooh.
That's the entire entry.
Then you might see your favorite cigar on here with us talking about it.
Exactly. I've got a long list of cigars, but I want to know what you like, and I want to talk about it, and I want to see if I like what you like.
I'm always down to try something new.
So, because we haven't hit the marks yet, once both marks are hit, 30 days from there, I'll close it. And the moment we hit that mark, I will advise on the show and I'll give a date.
Okay.
So, we're very close, as long as it doesn't stall at like $199 or something. Which would be our luck.
Look, I'm going to go make some bank accounts.
That's all I'm asking. 300 on the YouTube page, 200 on the Facebook page. Once they get closer, then maybe those numbers will match up.
Which,
send us an email, thehollowdown@gmail.com.
Which all of us are on.
Yes.
Which we will not be.
We don't count.
We don't count. We don't count for the numbers.
We count for the numbers, but we don't count for the entry. But once those numbers are hit, as long as you're a member of both pages, the only entry you need is to send us an email, tell us what your favorite cigar is. That's it. That's all I'm asking for. Nothing crazy, nothing special. I just want to know what you'd like to smoke.
Or like us to talk about.
Or just like us to talk about. I don't care if, to be honest, I don't really care if it's your favorite cigar. Tell me it's your favorite cigar. Let's talk about it. I want to know what you want us to smoke, want us to talk about.
I don't know.
If I don't have it, I'll get it.
Even if it's not their favorite cigar. So maybe it's one they've heard of that they want to see if we like.
That's it. Not a bad giveaway.
Not at all.
So, as a pack, this retails for about $25 or so. If you break them up individually retail, you probably get closer to $35 or so. $5 to $7 a cigar, depending on where you're at. Now, if you're... For political reasons, I won't say where, but if you're not in the United States, that could be a lot more expensive because some places have some... Stupid tobacco tax. I'm glad we're in America smoking cigars.
Yeah.
I won't drop any other countries because I don't want to cause an accidental filtering or censorship issue. Learned that lesson a few years ago on a show. I was talking about freedoms, general freedoms, and half the audio got cleared out.
You got censored?
Yes.
Attaboy.
Because the title said freedom first.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. We're not going to repeat it. I think our channel is safe because, Jesus Christ, episodes 5 and episode 7. That's all I'm going to say.
I can only think of a little bit.
You don't know that. Go watch episode 5 and episode 7 of this show. You'll get it. We just want to start kicking back. Get some merch if you want to. There's no pressure, no profit being made off of it, just enough to recover expenses and marketing costs. We do this for fun. If you get it, take a picture of it, show us on the page. I'd like to see it.
Heck yeah, so I was just thinking the exact same thing.
And might do a giveaway of some sort later, but you know, it's way too soon for that because I'm not going to have any pressure on people buying stuff just for a giveaway. It's kind of retarded. So, it's kind of like mark up the price to knock it down and make it a sale. No, not
going. Wait, that's not a sale?
No.
Okay.
Got a furniture store here that does that, and it's retarded. Enough of that. Moving on. However, get some merch. Show us if you do. If you don't, rock on. Help us get to these numbers. They're very low numbers. Let's be real. The show hasn't been around but for a few months. We literally just started the Facebook page. Just started the website. It's still under construction. You can go to thehollowdown.com. Right now, it'll just take you to a landing page with link to come back here. It's being built. It's going to end up showing all of the YouTube shows there. So if you want to find them in one place, you can. We'll have link to the merch store. We'll have link to any current news or anything we find. Basically just a landing page for you to reach out to us. That's pretty much all it's for. That's it. I mean, there's nothing. That's pretty much it. But it is there. It's just being built as we speak. So
cannot rush perfection, sir.
Cannot rush perfection. So, but yeah. Outside of that, you know what? Giveaway or no giveaway? Send us an email. We've got that EDC series that I did last show. That'll be something where I just come to you myself and talk about some things. I want to know what you want me to talk about. Said we talked about cigar apps last time. I had several people ask, hey, I'm hearing there's things on your smartphone. What are they? Here's a few.
Yeah.
So, luckily, recently before I did that show, I had learned about the Box Press app because that became my number one instantly and it wasn't even on my radar. So, there's things to find out.
Heck, if y'all have anything that y'all want us to talk about, I mean, any other apps or cigars, hit us up. Let us know.
Anything. Down for, you know, whatever that you want to talk about. So, this is kind of a ramble show. It's kind of an update show, if you will.
Ramble, update, cigars. Sounds great.
I don't even know what we're going to title this thing, and I'll figure it out.
Bet you if you title it a giveaway, you get a lot of hits on it.
I could do that, actually.
But wouldn't that be considered clickbait at that point?
Maybe. But it's not for profit, so I don't really feel bad.
Too sure.
And it may not. So, I mean, I put highlights on my personal TikTok channel. Well, the personal channel is still The Hollow Down. But we talked about Livsor the last time we were together, right?
Yeah.
All I did was a single hashtag, Livsor Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And it got like 2,000 views in a few hours.
Dang.
So, I mean, clickbait's a thing, but it's not for profit, so I don't really care. So, I may just do that. List the cigar, first giveaway. Why not? It's an update show.
Why not?
Do what we want. So, it's almost kind of a shorter show in a way.
It is, but just kind of staying in touch, enjoying some cigars. Sometimes absolutely. You can sit back and enjoy them for a while. Sometimes it's got to be short and sweet and to the point.
So, we're still going to finish this off. This is fantastic. Yes. So, you know what? Let's finish with that. Have you noticed any extra chocolate come through?
A little bit, not much. I get more of the leatheriness on it, but there's still occasional, just I wouldn't say straight, like milk chocolate or dark chocolate flavor. I get a sweetness.
It's like a general sweet.
Yeah.
If I search for it on my palate, I can kind of pull that out. For me, the chocolate went away, pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And I got the leather from start to finish. The spice and the pepper has seen, which this is backwards. We'll see. It'll be off camera, unfortunately. We'll see what happens down here at the end. Usually pepper kind of gets harsher as you get hotter, mm-hmm. for me at least. It's kind of doing the opposite for me. It was real, it wasn't harsh. I don't want to misinterpret this. It wasn't like a harsh hit, but you could recognize it. And it's kind of tapering off for me a little bit.
Maybe that's where they mean kind of the chocolatey sweetness, where it's kind of, you're getting more of a, I don't know if
more
balance in it. Balance is a better word than what I was thinking.
I can rock with that. But this is the first of the vintage series that we're going to show on the show. So I've got several others, four others. I got five of them. Hopefully it works out where we can talk about all of them. I don't know if I'll do them in a row or not. It doesn't matter. But we'll talk about them in the future because I want to see what you think about them.
Exactly.
So whether it's, you know, whether you get all four of the other ones or Boot or Johnny or whoever.
Whoever.
Want another opinion about them, which is why I don't like doing it by myself. The EDC, I'm going to do a budget smoke. I'm not going to talk about it. I can smoke whatever I want by myself. My opinions aren't as cool to listen to if you don't have thoughts to piggyback from.
Exactly.
So
everybody's palate's different, tastes a little different,
right?
Think a little bit.
You know, I've got guys in a couple cigar groups that I, you know, watch, ours included, but some other ones. They'll come out there and they'll start listing all these profiles and the first third and the second third and the third third, which is a thing. I've been smoking cigars for 14 years and I still can't pull some of that out.
Yeah, I probably won't be able to do that.
I very recently, in the last couple of years, was able to start pulling out leather. I'd feel like what I thought was a chalkiness, and I finally started recognizing it as more of a leather profile. That mm-hmm. took years to even do that. Pepper and chocolate is pretty easy because that's kind of your harsh to sweet. That's your extremes. That's easy.
It's kind of your night and day there.
I smoked one that I will not put on the show. Unfortunately, it was a gift to me, and it's the first one this person gave to me that I didn't like. It was an AJ Fernandez blend. I love everything AJ Fernandez has done. This was an aging room cigar. Great. I've had some of the other ones. Said it would taste like leather and earth. It did, but it tastes like charred leather the whole way through. I thought maybe I lit it too hot or something. It didn't taper off at all. So that's it.
All right, sir. Let's finish these cigars.
Well, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for hanging out with us. We're going to sit here and finish these cigars and
enjoy this beautiful Louisiana weather while we can before it gets to 100 degrees.
Yeah, facts. So until next time, y'all stay safe. Hollow down.